News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning. It's Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay is on vacation, but sitting in, I'm John Pickens, and we've got David Merzen.
Hi, hey, good morning.
How are you?
Great to be here.
I know. It's early, isn't it?
It is early. I came for the light show. You know, yeah. I got to see if the light show is going on at the front of the mall. We've got to crowdsource that. You know, somewhere along the line, we've got to put out to the general public, hey, what in the world is going on in the front of the mall?
Right.
You know, there's got to be an electrician that understands why those lights are flashing all the time. Yeah. I just don't know.
And the thing is, it's on Davis Highway as we turn in to go to the station.
That's right.
It's like blink, blink, blink. It's really
noticeable
weird.
By the air and everything else.
Yes.
And it's a hot topic on Reddit. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, you know? Boy.
That's right.
Well, how long have they been doing that?
It's got to be over a month. I think Andrew posted something at least 3 or 4 weeks ago about it. But I saw Jim and Nick's, you know, they're building the Jim and Nick's barbecue out there, and those lights are on all the time. So those parking lot lights do not blink in sequence with the rest of them. So maybe they fixed their little corner of the world.
I don't know. But it sure is annoying, though.
And you know, there's going to be a Chick-fil-A.
Where?
Between, so it's going to be a drive-through primarily. It's going to have some outside seating, literally between Jim and Nick's and Bubba's 33.
Oh, no. That's going to be dangerous.
That tiny little parcel is going to have pretty much a drive-through Chick-fil-A.
I thought Whataburger was pretty bad, but oh, no. Here we go. My son's going to be like, oh, I want Chick-fil-A.
Bring Chick-fil-A home. There you
go. Yeah, it's on your way.
That's right. No inside seating. But they're going to have some outdoor seating for people who want to roast in the sun. You know, I can't imagine sitting outside and enjoying something, but, you know.
Yeah. Especially in this heat right now.
It's exactly right.
Heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. So just be aware of that.
Did I see like 108 was our heat, like feels like temperature today?
That's what they're projecting.
Oh, just what we need.
I know, right?
Hydrate.
Hydrate.
Turn the air conditioner on or use a fan. Wow. I can't even imagine.
Well, good. So tell everybody about a little bit about yourself.
So, like I said, my name is Dave Merzen. I've been around this area since 1978. My dad retired. He was in the Navy, 30 years, Navy captain. He was a dentist. And he had a heart attack. And said, hey, let's move to Florida, like everybody else back in 1978.
Right.
So we journeyed down to St. Petersburg because, you know, there's a Navy hospital in St. Petersburg and there's a Navy hospital here. Well, we went down to St. Pete. It was already too crowded. So he said, hey, let's settle in. Let's go to Pensacola. So Pensacola, here we are. So I graduated from Tate High School.
You're a tater tot.
I'm a tater tot. That's exactly right. Tater tot. I went to Pensacola State College. Was it Pensacola State College back then?
No, it was PJC.
Pensacola Junior College. That's right. And the University of West Florida.
That's awesome.
And so I've done some political things, you know, started started campaigning literally in the 1980s, dug my first post holes in 1980 for a guy named Dub Hampton, who was running for the Utilities Authority out on the west side of Pensacola, and, you know, just helping campaigns here and there, ran for office, served in the Florida legislature in the House for 8 years from 2002 to 2010.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yep, and then went to work for former state senator Greg Evers until 2016. And so been dabbling a little bit in the political stuff and trying to help businesses around.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
It keeps me busy.
Oh, it sounds like it. It really does sound like it keeps you busy.
I love community service. I love to get involved and do things for the community and help. So every time there's a cause, you know, I can I try to get in there and figure out what I can do to help out. You know, a lot of times it's connecting somebody to somebody else or calling for resources and, you know, making phone calls, see what we can do.
Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome. It's Pensacola Morning News right now. I'm John Pickens with special guest host David Merzen. And we'll be right back in just a minute right here on News Radio 92.3.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's a Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew's on vacation this week. Well deserved. You know, it's like after a couple of weeks, he's like, I'm going on vacation. I'm like, do what? You're going on vacation? But no worries. We are holding down the fort. I got a special guest, David Merzen, who is
here
sitting in as the host today. How are you? Good morning.
I've got to tell you, this is just a cool thing. You know, having listened to Andrew McKay for a few years now,
right?
You know, just to see this operation, the backside of this board and all these things that you got to keep track of. It's absolutely amazing to me. But, you know, he went on vacation and he put the thing in good hands because you've been in radio for a few years now yourself, as I understand it.
26 years almost. Yeah, I think I'm almost 27, but been here with ADX for 16 years.
So he left the board in great hands.
Well,
you
I
understand
hope
what all those knobs and sliders and things are.
And I'm buttons
looking,
do.
That's exactly right. I'm looking at a screen with, you know, six different boxes on the left-hand side and a bunch of pink boxes and a bunch of blue boxes. I posted up a picture on my Facebook page if you want to look at it. I have no idea what that stuff does. The thing I'm focusing on right there is that little box, 5:19 a.m. And I, you know, because I know we got hard deadlines, and Andrew was very thorough in giving me a minute by minute breakdown, which I've scribbled notes all over. So we will try to make it through this thing the best we can.
Nah, we're good. You know? We're good.
And I'm looking here at the control center. We got weather going on. You got Fox News. Man, this is the inlet to the world, like you're a funnel into news radio.
Yeah.
It's amazing. How do you keep track of it all?
I don't know, because my ADD kicks in and I'm like, oh, look, squirrel.
Yeah, exactly. We were watching just a second ago, Porch Pirates on patrol. They're trying to, you know, trying to catch Porch Pirates, and now we're on to something else. I hope they show the clip of the drag racer guy.
The drag racer guy.
So a car blew up. His drag racer blew up at like 300 and some odd miles an hour yesterday.
Ooh.
There's a little clip of that. It's amazing that a guy, I mean, he got out. He was alive. Everything was fine. It was absolutely amazing. If you watch that little clip,
wow.
You search for that one.
Is that the NHRA
I think
stuff,
so.
Or was
yep.
just, okay.
Big green car going down the road, 300. The guy's like 70 years old, I want to say. But absolutely amazing.
Away.
Yeah.
He walked away.
That's exactly right.
It's like the pilots say, any landing is a good landing.
Yep. That is exactly correct.
Got a lot of great things lined up for today. We've got
We got some cool speakers.
We've got some great guests coming up.
I've tried to line us up. We've got a Pensacola Harbor pilot. For those of you who have no idea what a harbor pilot is, I've got the Pensacola Harbor pilot lined up. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, we've got the new Santa Rosa Island Authority executive director, Mike Burns. He's going to talk to us a little bit about that. And then 7:30 hour, Florida Power and Light. Got JT Young going to come on and talk about storm preparedness and what we need to do or what they need to do. You know,
how
do they mobilize all those people? Do they bring everybody in? You know, that's interesting stuff. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, I invited Clint with Escambia Search and Rescue on.
Awesome.
You know, so they go out if there's a missing person, they try to go out into our community and find that person.
Mm-hmm.
They work with Autism Pensacola and some of the dementia things. They've got radio frequency bracelets, and Clint will tell us a little bit more about that.
Interesting.
Yeah, I tried to pull it up.
Well, good. That's good. Well, good morning, everyone. It's Pensacola Morning News. I was just wanting to say good morning.
Well, it is a good morning.
I know.
It's going to be hot out there.
It's going to be hot. Heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock tonight. So make sure you know about that. Hydrate with water or sports beverages. Do not dehydrate yourself.
That's exactly right. Lots of Gatorade being sold or can you say Gatorade?
I'd sports drinks.
Sports drinks. There you go. There you go. Do the generic. But don't forget your pets. You know,
that's one thing
we have a tendency to forget is pets out in the hot sun, you know. They make the point about, you know, leaving them in the car and that sort of thing. If your dog is out there and, you know, all day in the heat, you got to keep them hydrated. They've got to keep, you know, put some ice in that water bowl.
Yeah.
Make sure they cool off.
Make sure they have some kind of shade.
That's right.
The best of your ability.
That's exactly.
My little dog is spoiled, so she just stays inside. And
what kind of little dog you got?
I've got a almost 3-year-old English bulldog, full blooded. I mean, the shoulders are wide. I mean, just like, yeah.
And how many pounds?
Okay, we went to the vet last week, and it was either, I think it was around 50.
50 pounds.
And
wow.
She's low to the ground, and she's stout.
Okay.
Boy, yeah, she's stout all right.
There you go. But a good companion.
Yes.
And what's her name?
Opry.
Opry.
Mm-hmm. Like the Grand Ole Opry, because I love going to Nashville, and the Opry was the place where me and my fiance met the Grand Ole Opry out there in Nashville. So we were like, that's a good name.
That's a very good name.
Yeah.
Awesome. So she doesn't get outside. She just hangs inside most of the time.
Right. And she lets us know when she has to go to the bathroom, and you know, we hook on the leash, go out there with her and bring her back in, you know, because I just don't want her to wander off. And I know that there's, you know, chips and all that other mess out there, but I just feel more comfortable.
Do you have a fenced yard?
No, I don't. Oh, I'm actually in a rental house, so I don't have anything.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. And it's not worth putting one of those electronic fences around or anything like that.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So. I understand. That can be expensive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
But dogs, in general, can be expensive. You know, vet bills and pills and flea treatments and all the rest of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That money stacks up.
Well, she likes her food and she likes to eat it. And, yeah. She, my girl, though, she's spoiled.
Specialized diet food?
Actually, no. We're just using brown rice, and I think we just switched her over to salmon.
Oh,
salmon
nice.
With the brown rice and lamb.
So, like, you cook it?
Or no, do you like, no. It's a dog
you
food.
You get a bag.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I can't. I can barely cook myself.
I understand. I had a little Shih Tzu dog one time that, like, had to have specialized, you know, the dog food you get from the vet?
Yes.
That expensive stuff?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, this is, yeah, I had kidney stones a couple of times and a couple of $600 surgeries for that. For that little puppy. And it gets expensive.
Hey, just got a text in on the text line. It says Highways 98 East in Okaloosa County near Spring Court. There's a traffic accident that looks to be a fatality. Traffic's it's not going to be in good shape for a long time through 98 East, just as you come into Okaloosa County. So just be aware of that. Thank you for the tip right there. And we also got a video sent in. Let me see. Oh, it's the flashing lights.
Oh, there you go.
In the middle of the day. Yeah, it's like it's like they put on a light show. Like, dun, 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 dun.
If there were music, it would be okay.
I know.
I would understand.
Maybe we should set up like a little radio transmitter out there and then, you know, coordinate it with music.
There you go.
Charge people.
You do that for the 4th of July, right?
Right.
Your sister station, you know, goes
That's
out
right.
there and plays music to the fireworks. You could probably find something to that. I don't know that tempo would mix with. I'm not sure what we'd find.
But, you know, I'm the person that presses the big red button in that other studio for July 4th. So don't blame me. I press it here. I don't press it out there.
The big red button.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like to call it.
Tell the listeners what the big red button is.
Oh, it's just basically I start the music.
Oh.
Because underneath the music is some code that sends out to the barge that synchronizes with the fireworks. It's a really cool. It's how that all comes together is really neat.
A long time ago, I was involved in Sertoma, and we did that for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
The technology has come a long way.
Oh, yeah.
So you push the button here, and it starts the fireworks on the barge over there.
Right.
Something I did not know.
Yeah. We have like a maybe 5-minute buffer. So I'll start it 5 minutes beforehand, hit the button, and then I just sit there and monitor it while it's going. So if anything messes up, it isn't my fault. It ain't my fault. That's how I like to say it. It ain't my fault. David Wayne is in the newsroom. What's up, my friend?
Oh, well, a lot of temperature records being broken lately as extreme heat gripping a lot of the world right now. More than 1,400 different heat records were broken last week. Of course, that also led to some tragedy as about 1,000 Muslim pilgrims have died while making the journey to Mecca. Here in the U.S., about 100 million people under heat advisories. President Biden and former President Trump are getting ready for their big debate in Atlanta this week. Biden's been prepping with advisors at Camp David. Trump had a busy weekend, too. He was in Philadelphia, for a rally on Saturday and also addressed a group of Christian conservatives in Washington, D.C. That was organized by the Faith and Freedom Coalition. And apparently, protesters caused a bit of a delay at the PGA Tour Travelers Championship yesterday.
Right.
Six people stormed the green on the final hole while the leaders were lined up to take their putts. The protesters sprayed powder and left stains on the green in a climate protest. Scotty Scheffler went on to win that event, but whoever maintains that green is not going to be very happy about that.
No,
I wouldn't think.
Not at all. So you're for the environment, but yet you are just.
That's right.
Damaging the grass.
Okay.
What did those blades of grass do to them?
I don't know. They may have tripped and fell.
There's a pretty cool video. I don't know if you've seen the video on that. There's a full-born tackle. One of those guys is out there, and an officer just, takes him down from behind. Great.
That's good.
Great video.
That's good.
And they all got tossed out of there. Yeah.
We got a text here from a listener says, BJ's parking lot lights are obviously signaling outer space aliens.
There you go.
That's the code.
That's a great theory. I wonder,
Thank you.
What was that? Close Encounters of the...
Third kind, maybe?
Is that the one where the radio, where they were at the airfield and they did the da, 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 da?
Yeah.
Was that
I think that's it.
Okay, we got to figure that out.
Pensacola Morning News right here. We'll be back after the news.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 4 days and counting until the presidential debate Thursday night on CNN.
A lot of buildup for this debate. One of these guys is on the campaign trail. The other is hunkered down at Camp David. These are two very different approaches to debate preparation. Former President Trump appeared at a rally in Philadelphia over the weekend. Today, he heads to Louisiana.
Fox's Doug Luzader reporting. Concern for astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who launched into space on Boeing Starliner.
Now, two astronauts are stuck on the International Space Station over the issue, having already spent the upwards of 40% of their available fuel.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The Starliner was originally scheduled to land June 13th. No claim of responsibility yet in the attacks by armed militants in a southern Russian province that killed at least 15 police officers, four civilians, including an Orthodox priest. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio Pensacola. And right now it is 80 degrees and mostly clear skies this morning in Pensacola. Officials in Bay County have confirmed that three swimmers died last week after becoming distressed while in the water. The three Alabama men were swimming as double red flags were flying, warning beachgoers of the rip current risks. Three people hurt in a crash on Highway 97 last Friday. FHP says a 59-year-old Pensacola man was headed north in a Ford truck, then veered into the oncoming lane, causing that head-on crash with a truck that was driven by a 52-year-old Camden woman. Three people were taken to the hospital after that crash. FHP says criminal charges are pending. A group in Seminole County is raising money to challenge a bill that allows Floridians to shoot bears in self-defense. Bear Warriors United is planning to sue the state over HB 87. That law allows Floridians to shoot a black bear if they or their property are threatened. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill into law last Friday. Bear Warriors United announced yesterday that they had raised over $6,000 just over this last weekend. Their goal is $50,000. A full investigation being conducted after a man died in a Miami-Dade fire rescue training exercise. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced yesterday that she's ordered that investigation after the accident on Friday. Fabian Camaro was killed after a fire at a home in Virginia Gardens. The 28-year-old is the son of a Miami-Dade firefighter. Right now, there's no word on how that fire started. Levine-Cava said she wants a comprehensive review of protocols and practices. A deadly shooting in Florida claiming the life of a rapper who went by the stage name Julio Fulio. Tampa police say that investigators are still trying to put the pieces together. It happened outside of a Holiday Inn.
Officers are still here. There are a lot of officers at this point. We are reviewing video that's available. We're trying to interview people that were out here to figure out exactly what led up to that shooting and the cars being shot at here in this parking lot.
And the 26-year-old, whose real name was Charles Jones, was reportedly ambushed in the parking lot as he was celebrating his birthday over the weekend. It is 5:34 at News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast this morning.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a chance of rain this afternoon, 40% chance overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with temperatures warming up, getting into the mid-90s, feeling more like 109 degrees. Heat advisory is in place for that hot weather. As we go overnight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 95, feeling much warmer. And Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke, and it's 80 degrees in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Our next news at 6 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Hurry with your money now. Coach USA, the parent company of Megabus, has voluntarily filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company said the reason for the filing was to preserve jobs, ensure continued service, and maximize the value of its business. However, Megabus Northeast LLC filed a WARN notice this month with the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry regarding the closure of its Sewickley facility, which will close August 9th and will affect 12 people. The Global Times reports China wants the European Commission to drop its tariff decision by July 4th and adhere to WTO rules. The news comes as both sides agreed to hold new talks on the EU's investigation into Chinese EVs. The EU's provisional duties of up to roughly 38% on Chinese electric vehicle imports are set to kick in by July 4th if discussions with Chinese authorities do not result in a resolution. Futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 15. That's your money now.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. He's on vacation. I'm John Pickens, and guest host today, David Merzen. Well, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here.
It is.
Yeah. See what the professionals do behind these microphones. You know, one thing I've learned already is how hot these headsets get on your ears.
Especially the closed-in ones, yes.
What is up with that? I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That's something I never would have known. You know,
never would have thought twice about.
I don't put headsets on like, you know, these big foamy things.
Yeah, these are the closed ones.
Yeah. Is there a solution? Is there like something out there in the world that keeps your ears cool? I don't think so.
I think what is funny is my son, who is out at GCU right now, Grand Canyon University, he actually has a pair of gaming headphones that. It's cool inside, like it literally gets cold.
Really?
On the inside part of it. Keeps him cool while he's gaming. I'm like, oh, interesting.
We need to find some of those and put a requisition in, a purchase order for a few sets of that. You know, that would come in handy.
It would. It really would.
I just can't imagine. I mean, and you're right. Gamers, they keep these headsets on for hours and hours. Yeah. I cannot imagine how you could do this without having something cool your ears.
That's why every once in a while, I mean, I've got one on, one off. So, you know, that way I can hear everything going on. But I understand. I feel your pain. That's why I take them off during the breaks and like get a little air and then, you know.
Exactly. You got to keep it cool in here. Wow. I learn something new every day.
We always do. We have to.
And the sun's coming up. Look at there. You can see outside.
Well, you can. I have to turn all the way around.
That's a little bit. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I hear travelers, you know, we talked about 4th of July coming up.
Oh, that's right. Sort of thing.
Florida will see 4.5 million people hitting the roads during 4th of July, according to AAA.
Wow.
This is going to be easy. So there's going to be like a record number of travelers. I think they said 71 million people will travel more than 50 miles away from their home.
Wow.
So gas up early or, you know,
ooh, yeah.
I don't know if gas prices are going to come down because of that.
We don't know which way they go. I mean, it was $2.97 last week, and then this past week it's been $3.13, and I saw it just went back down to $2.99.
That's right. It fluctuates every day depending on, you know.
Which store you go to.
That's right. That's why the gas thing that Andrew does comes in handy, you know, that little gas report. That's an app too, right?
There is one.
Yeah. Kind of interesting stuff. Things you learn.
But definitely if you're flying this July 4th weekend, make sure you get to the airport early, especially Pensacola.
Yes. And find a place to park over by the fire station.
Yes.
I guess, you know, the temporary parking area.
Yeah, actually, I drove by it Friday and saw that they had barricaded off some stuff. And they have a dedicated shuttle that will take you from that remote parking all the way into the terminal. Well, into the terminal, but, you know, let you off at the terminal.
They're trying to solve the problems. Mm-hmm. You know, the mayor does a great job. I mean, that's an innovative solution to say, okay, we're going to mow this little patch of grass, going to put some lights up there. I think they're going to be able to accommodate another 300 spaces there. So,
and it looks pretty neat and orderly, and I was mildly impressed. I was like, that's pretty good.
That's innovative stuff at the airport. They got to solve the problem somehow.
I think there used to be a ball field on there.
I think you're right.
Because, you know, when we were little, we would play ball out there, you know, and have games and stuff, and then, you know, us little T-ballers tried to throw up because that's right in the direct path of 1-8.
That's exactly right.
So you're like, nah, but you didn't realize it's going 100 and something miles. And, you know,
you'd have to throw it in advance.
Exactly.
You know? Okay, I gotta launch this thing in that direction.
Yeah, but like a little 8-year-old brain doesn't, you know, normally comprehend that.
That would be a STEM thing these days, you know, science technology. You know,
okay, you're right.
Geometry? Would it be geometry that you would?
Oh, I just use everything. Yeah.
There you go. You could have a you know, a class out there
mm-hmm.
on how to hit a ball to hit the incoming plane. Why not? We'll give it a try. Hey, did you know you could, human trials are going to begin on new teeth regeneration. I saw that this morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, apparently there's a drug out there that worked on mice and ferrets in trials. So regrowing human teeth.
Okay.
Yeah. I
saw that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, my dad was a dentist, so not only do I have miserable teeth, my head is full of fillings. You know, my sister got the good teeth.
Yeah,
I got the teeth full of fillings, which are now, you know, in my advanced age, having to be replaced by crowns.
So when you were little, your punishment would be, come here, sons.
That's right. Let's try this out.
Yeah. I've got a new technique I want to try.
That's exactly right. But I saw that this morning, and I'm like, wow, regrowing human teeth. That's pretty wild.
That is.
You know, the denture business is maybe a thing of the past in the near future.
Well, that's interesting. It's 5:44. I'm John Pickens. It's Pensacola Morning News. We'll be right back after this.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Can going to the shooting range relieve stress and anxiety?
Many Americans are starting to see the health benefits of spending time at the shooting range. Shooting increases mental capacity, boosts confidence, spikes adrenaline, and improves balance. Stop by Jim's Firearms and pick up all you need to head to the range. Jim's Firearms always encourages you to get out and shoot and know your firearm. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS. Online at jimsfirearms.net.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bang!
It's Pensacola Morning News. Good morning. I'm John Pickens. We have Andrew's on vacation, so we've got a special guest host today, David Mernzen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Glad to have you here.
It's so good to be here. Trying to fill in on the big shoes, you know. Those are big shoes to fill.
They are.
Andrew's a professional.
Yeah.
We miss him.
But he's having some well-deserved time off, so that's the best part.
He gets to sleep in and have family time. That's got to be cool.
Yeah.
Sleeping in's got to be the big thing.
You know, oh, yeah.
I was like, 4 o'clock in the morning, what? And you do it every day.
Every day.
Keeps you busy. There you go.
Right.
But you're out by 9, and then, you know, you go on to the rest of things.
The rest of the day.
There you go. That's right. It's from one thing to another. I enjoy it. You know, I'm surprised we only had one. We tried to crowdsource this, why are the lights flashing in University, what do we call it, University Plaza now? Used to be University Mall.
It just used to be University Mall. I mean, it's where BJ's is.
Yeah, BJ's and JCPenney's for now, mm-hmm. and, you know, a bunch of restaurants out there. We only had one person say that, you know, we're trying to signal space aliens. Come on, electricians. Somebody out there in the commercial real estate world's got to come. Well, I know the reason. There's got to be an answer.
There's got to be somebody out there listening that can say, you just pull this breaker and do this and plug that in there.
Exactly.
You know, just like radio, I can tell you what you need to do there. You know, here's station struggling or something, and, you know, you can help them. But it's like, man.
So I go back to the airplane. Remember where the airplane runway lights were
going
in, and they were coming in, and the guy was sweating like a dog, and, you know, the guy, like, pulls the plug mm-hmm. from the lights, and the lights go off, and everybody panics and plugs them back in. I wonder if a hard reset would work on those lights. You know, there's got to be a switch somewhere. Just click it, let them cool down, restart.
And they even do it during the day. I mean, we've gotten video in showing it during the day.
That's right.
And I'm like,
Texter,
I don't know if you're trying to save on money. I don't know. Well, goes electricity in off, on, off, on, off, on.
Exactly. There's those digital, the bulbs. So, there's, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it's like a Christmas light. You know, you got one out that's, you know, the whole string has to go down. I just do not know.
I don't know, but it's kind of weird coming in at 4 o'clock in the morning and seeing that. You know, I'm like, ooh, lights.
I wonder if you can see it from space.
I know
you can see it from an airplane because I've seen airplanes like, you know,
I've seen it personally myself, you know, flying in back into Pensacola when you fly over the NAS making that approach. Or if you're coming from the south and they make you go way out over the water to come in on 26, I believe that is 1836. So it's probably 36.
Yeah, I was wondering because, you know, those guys at the Boeing Starliner spacecraft, they're kind of hanging out up there in space.
Oh, that's crazy.
Did you see that they have postponed it indefinitely?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that part. I thought it was just delayed.
On Friday, they said the return would be delayed indefinitely as engineers reviewed data from the inbound flight. So
I guess I wouldn't want to chance it either. You know, if you're having leaks here or there.
Yeah, exactly.
When you re-enter the atmosphere, it's going to get kind of hot, and you don't need leaks.
That's exactly right. So you're going to hang out up there. And while you're hanging out up there, let's see if we can focus the light and see if you can see it from space. They show all the rest of that stuff from space. You know?
Right.
They figured out why the Egyptian pyramids were built, because from space they found the old river channels.
Oh.
And that's how they got those big rocks to build the pyramids. That's at least the theory that I read recently.
Interesting.
And so you can see a lot from space. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Give it a try.
Why not? Something. But, you know, I guess Elon's going to have to, because space shuttles are retired. It's not like we can just put one up and go.
Exactly.
Looks like Elon and SpaceX are going to have to go rescue them, because I don't know if they have enough supplies for that many people. You know, it's the U.S. government, and they've, you know, put just the minimal amount just to get by, and I get it.
Yeah, they got to be running out of stuff up there.
Yeah.
Over time.
Yeah.
They've got a little bit. It says the vehicle was rated to stay in space for 45 days. So it started June 6th.
So okay.
They got a little bit of time to figure it out. Then they can send up a rescue capsule or something like that.
That's right.
We'll pay the Russians to put up a capsule. Can we do that?
I don't know if we're talking. I don't think we're talking with them right now.
Yeah. So
unless it's through a back channel.
But money talks. You know, if you say,
you're
hey,
right.
We got to go rescue some guys. Don't they have a cosmonaut up there?
I think so.
So we could say, hey, guys, let's work a deal. You know, I don't know.
It's
worth a shot. I know it's a reach. But there's got to be some.
But there's got to be something.
Yeah, there's got to be a back channel somewhere. These guys are working on it. So I'm sure they will be fine. It just builds the suspense.
It does. It does. Do they make it? Do they not make it? Bum, bum, bum.
That's right. That's exactly right. Okay, what else do we talk about?
Well, it's 5:55. Let's roll over to David Wayne to check some headlines. Hey now, hey now, hey now. No, none of that laughing in there.
Good morning, laughing. Guys.
Good morning.
There's a new study linking the use of cannabis to an increased risk of more serious COVID outcomes. Researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis say the risks are similar to what would be expected to be seen in tobacco users and include the possibility of ICU admissions. Federal prosecutors are recommending criminal charges against Boeing for violating a 2021 settlement related to two fatal crashes. That settlement followed a pair of crashes related to defects in the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft with nearly 350 people that were killed in 2018 and 2019. Boeing was shielded from criminal liability in exchange for a compliance overhaul and $2.5 billion fine. And an 8-year-old Pekingese from Oregon has been named the world's ugliest dog.
Hey, easy. Oh, sorry.
The animal contest was held on Friday in Northern California, and the top honors went to the black and white Pekingese named Wild Thang. Apparently, Wild Thang's tongue sticks out permanently because his teeth didn't grow in quite right.
Oh, I
think
cute.
It's sad that he would even be entered in the world's ugliest dog competition.
Wild Thang.
I've seen that picture.
Oh, there, you have
oh,
the
yeah.
dog?
Oh, yeah. Oh. There's a contest every year on the ugliest dogs. Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
It's an interesting dog. You can't see, like, you can barely see eyes. You know, there's hair everywhere.
Right.
It's one of those crazy things.
Huh.
I had to look up the picture. Oh, yeah. Wow.
There you go.
I hate to say it. That is an ugly dog.
It is an ugly dog.
But he still deserves love.
Oh, of course.
I mean,
of course. Just needs some love.
Yeah. Just a little. Every once in a while. 5:56. I'm John Pickens, guest host today in for Andrew McKay, David Merzen. And coming up at the top of the hour, of course, we have Fox News. Also got a lot of great topics we're going to be covering a little later on this morning. Let's see. We're going to be talking to a harbor pilot.
Harbor pilot. Do you know what a harbor pilot is?
Is that the dude that, like, drives a tugboat that drives the ships in?
He gets on the small boat to go to the big boat and drives the big boat into Pensacola.
Oh, he gets to drive the big boat.
He gets to drive the big boat.
Oh.
He's got to know where everything is.
Right.
Like the big turn and everything else.
Well, that would be fun.
And we have a new one, so the one that was here for many years retired, and so we have a new one, and I met him, and I thought, well, people don't know what a harbor pilot is.
No.
And so that would be interesting. And then, of course, got to get the update from the Island Authority, Mike Burns, the new executive director out there. You know, he's drinking from a fire hose, I'm sure. You know, hey, you stick him in there. Okay, so he started last week, and guess what? There's like the blues show
coming up,
the angel show, and there's the hurricane season and all the rest of that stuff. So,
yeah, welcome. You know,
yeah, exactly. Welcome to the area. Here you go.
Indoctrinated by fire.
That's exactly right.
No rookie year.
That's exactly right. And then we got Florida Power and Light going to give us some reminders on being storm ready and that sort of thing. And then ESAR, Escambia Search and Rescue, an organization that I actually volunteer for, trying to do a little social media for, but non-government supported. These guys go out and try and find people that are lost, autistic people, folks with Alzheimer's and dementia, wow, and that sort of thing. So there's a little science behind that, too.
Do you have any drone pilots? Do you use drones?
There are a few drones. Yes, we've got a I don't know the names of the drones. Clint will probably know that.
But yeah,
we've got several drones.
Okay.
The problem with a drone, like in today's heat,
mm-hmm,
it's infrared. So if you put it up over an area, the ground is so hot that you can't see the person.
Right.
You know? And so that becomes a detriment to drones. But yeah, there's a couple of guys that out there, they take them out and they practice. And of course, we had the ham radio weekend.
Oh, that's right. That happened.
They
have
communications. So the ESAR truck was out there as a cooling station for some of those hams that were in the heat.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the community working together to help each other.
That's exactly right.
Well, it's Pensacola Morning News. I'm John Pickens, special guest host Dave Merzen. And Andrew McKay's little on a well-deserved vacation. I mean, you know, you just throw me to the fire, too. There was like a couple of weeks of, here, rookie, go for it. It's Pensacola Morning News right now.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP.